This is Frank Summers with Artima Developer. The following interview was recorded at JavaOne 2007.
So I'm standing here with Jags Ramanarayan, who is a chief architect of Gemstone. And earlier we were talking about the fact that a lot of event-driven architectures rely on a messaging system, a messaging bus, to orchestrate interaction between various systems. What problems do you see with that architecture?
Let me set some context here. When you look at today highly clustered architectures that are event-driven in nature, you see this one common pattern. The common pattern is one where you get events coming in at very, very high rates from multiple data sources. But for the clustered app or the set of applications to act on those events, they almost always need contextual data. So let me give you an example, right? Let's take a classic financial trade processing engine where it's getting market data, which is financial ticks on the prices from different markets. It's getting orders from different clients. It needs to take those orders, match it to these incoming ticks, match the price, and execute it on specific exchanges. Now, what you really see is a complex workflow that involves events coming in from the market, and these events have to be correlated with data that typically resides in databases within their organization, within the enterprise, before they can take an action. Now, look at this. This is the classic problem people face, right? The events are coming in at a very, very high rate. They can come in at 5,000, 10,000 a second. Every time an event comes in, it lands up, let's say, in a JMS topic. An application listener gets involved. The application turns around and essentially accesses one or more databases to look at reference data corresponding to the event before they can act on the event, such as matching. Now, well, in this sort of scenario, what you really see is that limiting point here is the rate at which I can go to the database. Maybe my messaging bus can tolerate about 5,000, can deliver about 5,000 events a second. But for every event, if I cannot go to the database at the same speed, I operate at the speed of the database, which typically will be less than 1,000 a second.
So what's the solution?
So the solution here, you know, as far as at Gemstone, there are multiple solutions, but one of the key solutions that we have seen that has resonated really very well for these extreme transaction processing and applications where the rates are very, very high, is to essentially combine the semantics that you see in key messaging, the reliable publish subscribe semantics, along with distributed caching semantics in a single platform. So the point here is the events are coming in into the cache invokes listeners on the application turns around, looks for reference data where? Only in the cache, and it's readily available, literally close in close proximity to the application node where it's being processed, giving you very, very high throughput and very low latencies.
And so how will the cache know how to place the data on these nodes? I mean, the cache would, I suppose, obtain the data from the database and then would distribute it in memory, but how would it be able to distribute it across different nodes in a cluster?
Right. This is where, you know, you have to look for caching solutions that provide that level of sophistication. Does it provide the level of configurability that allows you to place data, that where it has intelligence to place the data based on the most common use patterns close to where the application is accessing it, number one. Number two, does it have the capability to on the fly create more copies of the data based on, again, the demand? If you see the same data being accessed more often than other pieces of data, you might want to create more copies of the data across more machines.
And that would also mean you would have versioning of the data, for example?
So yes, that you would essentially run up into those kinds of issues where the same cache is being accessed by many applications, and applications have their own life cycle, right? Where application gets deployed, it gets redeployed, and so on and so forth, where one application could go through a version change. And the ability to access data where different applications are at different versions is absolutely key for such a layer, for such an abstraction layer, which I would call as a data fabric.
Thank you.